Today's forecast continues to promote a wetter bias in the northern U.S. plains and upper parts of the Midwest as we move forward through a big part of the coming week to 10 days. The precipitation will occur often enough while temperatures are mild to limit the amount of field work that can occur. Today may be one of the drier days across parts of the northern Midwest, but there will still be scattered showers across the region. And the same will be true in the northern plains, with a little bit of a break in their weather expected to occur mostly as we go from late Wednesday, more likely Thursday, into Friday. There will be enough drier weather during that period of time and some warming that they may actually be able to get into some of their fields in that part of the country and get a little bit of field work done before more rain comes in over the weekend and into next week. In fact, even in the Midwest, our weather is going to deteriorate somewhat over the weekend and next week, with a couple of weather systems expected to impact the region. But before we get to that point, the lower parts of the Midwest will see showers and thunderstorms as a cold front begins to work its way across the region. That frontal system will cross the Mississippi River as we get into Wednesday night and Thursday time period, and at that point we'll likely see some shower and thunderstorm activity beginning to occur from Missouri into Illinois. The precipitation initially is expected to be light, but there will be some localized strong thunderstorms embedded in a line that will likely form as time moves along, and the precipitation will probably be most significant on Thursday rather than Wednesday night. Wednesday night's precipitation will be mostly in Missouri, whereas Thursday it'll be in Illinois and headed eastward across Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. And there may be some locally severe thunderstorms possible, some hail and some damaging wind. We could see rain totals in some of those heavier storms perhaps getting up close to an inch, but a lot of the precipitation may not be quite that great. There will be a reinforcing shot of precipitation moving through the Ohio River Basin as we move from Friday night into Saturday, and that particular round of storms could just do the same thing all over again, with some locally strong thunderstorm activity and some hail and some damaging wind, along with rain totals getting up over an inch from a few of the stronger thunderstorms. Once that little wave of precipitation moves through the eastern Midwest, we'll take a short-term break of a day, maybe two, and then we'll see more rain and thunderstorms coming into the lower Midwest as we move forward through the end of the weekend and on into next week. There will actually be two disturbances that will move through the Midwest as we go from late weekend into the middle part of next week. And each one of the disturbances will produce more rain and thunderstorms, and the last event will probably bring in a fair amount of cool air and finally dry out the region. But that's more than a week away. The temperature outlook across the majority of this Midwestern region is likely to continue to be somewhat on the warm side across the south. In fact, temperatures will be quite warm in some locations, getting up well into the 80s and perhaps reaching up over 90 degrees from areas from Kansas into portions of the Ohio River Valley. This will likely occur as we move forward through the next 2 to 3 days, and we will see an expansion northward of the 80-degree temperatures. Today will be mostly from Kansas to the Ohio River. Tomorrow we'll see the 80-degree temperatures reaching further north, reaching up into Iowa as well as most of Illinois, much of Indiana, and by the time we get into Thursday afternoon, we'll see temperatures over 80 as far north as southern portions of Michigan. The low temperatures at night will likely cool down a little bit, but not dramatically. We'll likely see a lot of low temperatures working their way into the 50s and lower 60s over these next few days, except in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt where temperatures will be a bit cooler. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.